Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and
Tamara Judge. We have a special guest today, the beautiful, stunning Kiki from Miami. Hi, Kiki.
Hi, guys. You both look beautiful. I'm so excited to be here.
Well,
thank you for having me.
Not as beautiful as you.
Thank you.
And we've got to say, we have been loving you this season, wanting you to be a housewife. Like, yes. We're like, we want her fully in because we have so many questions because this is the first time we've even seen your kids for even a second, like on a FaceTime.
I didn't even know you had kids.
I do. I have two kids, believe it or not. I mean, I feel like I'm not private, but at the same time, as a friend of, you don't really get to showcase your whole life. But I know everything do come in due time. So I'm all about timing. So I'm in no rush. Everything will come as it goes.
Is this something that you want? Would you want to be a housewife? Or
yes,
you?
I would love to. My daughter was actually on season 4. She appeared for just a little bit at Lars's house. But I do have an 18-year-old son who's getting ready to go to college right now. My first
girl.
Yeah. And so, they both live with me. So just that they're not on the show because we don't have space yet, but it will happen.
Well, I think we're going to start a petition.
Keep yeah, because I'm very open to show my whole life. It's just a matter of time. I'm open to it.
We need more Kiki.
Well, I like to do my research. So I went down some rabbit holes. But how come I can't find out who the father is of your kids?
Well, because here's the thing. I normally don't post my kids on social media because I had an experience where I felt like my little baby was getting stalked a little bit by people. Kind of keep it limited. And it's just that my exes, they're just normal. You know, it's not that I'm ashamed or anything. It's just they're an ex for a reason and they're part of the kids' life, but they're not really people who want to be out there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't talking about them, but it's like, I was always a private person when it comes to people I'm with and my kids and posting their face on social media in general. So when the time is, when I don't mind. It's just a matter of time.
What about now that you're dating someone new and then we'll have a new season coming in? Like, are you going to show us him?
Did you see that big smile on her face?
I know. And is that him who was helping you set up?
No, this is my manager. What? You keep blocking me. We are there for this, and they think he's my security or bodyguard, or he's my boyfriend. So sometimes he have to wear like a big gay shirt. Like, hey, hello guys, I'm gay. But I love that. I mean, I'm dating someone, but again, until I have a ring on it, it's going great. But until you put a ring on my fingers, I'm open. I'm still open. Call me.
Does he live in Miami?
No, he lives in LA. Mm,
yeah. Is he an actor?
No. He's actually kind of known, but it's just that, you know, I saw what the other ladies did to Adriana when she brought someone in. So I'm kind of being a little bit like, okay, maybe I need to see where this goes first. Because in every relationship, unless there's a foundation, the minute it comes out, everybody's going to put their opinion into it, you know? And I'm like, unless we have a foundation set up, it's going to be very easy to crumble. So my goal right now is to keep it as private as possible so I can build that foundation before I put it out in the, public.
Can we at least talk about what? No, don't tell her it's a good idea right now.
It is a good idea. You got to protect that relationship. She knows what she's talking about.
Well, my question is, she said he's kind of known. Can you at least give us what genre? Like, are we talking like photographer? Are we talking about a writer? Are we talking
about the medical field?
Is he a plastic surgeon?
I don't know.
I think I'm right. I feel
Don't give her any more information.
Phil, he could be an anesthesiologist.
Yes.
He could be that. He could be a plastic surgeon. He could be who knows? But he's in the medical field.
I don't know, because I don't think the thing about surgeons is most of the time they only get famous when they're plastic surgeons, because then everybody wants to go to them. Not like other. I don't know.
This is why you should not tell Teddy anything, Kiki.
I know. I'm starting to see that now.
Yeah, I'll have this figured out by end of day.
She'll be she'll be up all night. Well, Andy alluded to you getting a mojito on Watch What Happens Live. Do you feel it coming?
That was exciting. You know what? Again, like I said, timing is everything. I'm a big manifester. When it comes to manifesting, everything I have now, you don't understand. Even from being a little girl, I manifested it and it's happening in front of me. And I'm a very patient person. It took me 2 years to take a seat back just for me to get this recognition now, which I appreciate very much. And I'm very grateful and thankful. But I am very okay with where I am. But again, we all want to grow. We all want bigger goals. And if holding a mojito is my next step, I'm totally open to it 100%. 100,000%.
We're all going to manifest that.
Yes, please do. Please do. I'm excited.
Well, I was looking at your necklace and I was trying to see if there was a tequila.
I couldn't find it. Crickets for this. No, that was so messed up with the way Larsa called me out. Like, I'm still kind of like, wow, I can't believe she did that. But hey, Larsa's gonna be Larsa.
But what happened? Did you tag another jeweler?
No, here's what happened. She gave three of us this necklace, as you saw in the episode. Yeah. She was like, Kiki, I bought a gift for you, whatever. But then we still had to play the game. So I had the crickets for the gifts. And in the beginning of the season, she was a little upset about, I don't know if you remember the comment I made, like, girl, you're 50. Like, you couldn't wait 5 days, you know? Oh. She was a little bit upset about it because me and her, we had no issues prior to that. And then she called me on some BS and she went off on me because of that comment. Went off.
And did that happen off camera?
Off camera. She called me.
That's the worst.
After she watched the episode, she called and she went off. Like, I could have said you do this. I could have said you that. I was there as a friend for you. I gave you a necklace. You only have one Hermes bag. You only this. Like, she was literally, you know how when a friend is upset with you and then they're talking to you and you're like, wow, you had all these things to really say. And you acting like you're upset with me, but you're really letting it out. And I was like, wow, that's not a friend. And then on top of me seeing how she was like, you need to find a man before you can hang out with us. So then I was like, you know, I have crickets for this necklace. It's okay. But then what happened is in New York after the reunion, we kind of put everything to the side. And the next day, because I was going to give her back the necklace, but I was like, why give it back, Kiki? You literally ate crickets, like I said. And I just didn't give it back. And when she called me out, she felt like after a reunion that I didn't have her side, or I don't know, she was upset about her and Alexia. Something happened between them. She felt like I should have stand up for her. And then she decided to call me out with Alexia, and I had to respond. And she was like, oh yeah, but you are my necklace. But what happened is that this necklace she gave to me as a gift, I don't have to tag my friends on things that you gave me, unless if I want to. The jewelry, like I wear, like this jewelry, these are brands that pay me as a model to wear and to promote this jewelry. So if you're going off on me about the necklace, I'm not going to tag you in it, especially the day after you went off on me. So I only tagged the bracelet and the stuff, whatever else I had on. So I don't really know what's going on with Laza, but she needs to take a chill pill. Like, really, she's going off on everybody.
How are you guys right now, you and Larsa?
Not good. We're not in a good place. We're not communicating. I did reach out to her when I heard the whole craziness with the breakup. But beside that, I haven't really spoke to her.
Did she respond?
Yeah, she said, thanks, babe. But then 2 minutes later, they were back together. And I'm just like, okay, I guess, I don't know what's going on.
Who were you friends with at the beginning? Like before you got on the show? Like, yeah. Who did you have your relationship
before
with?
Before I got on the show, I was friends with Gertie. I was friends, like I know all of the ladies, but I hanged out with Gertie first. And then, and you know, I guess things happen. And then somehow the following season, I came out as Larsa's friend because I kind of got closer to Larsa, Marisol. I mean, I feel like I get along with everyone. But yeah, I knew Gertie the most when I first started.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Sure. Was there anyone that went out of their way to try to make you feel like you shouldn't be on the show? Like, they're on some franchises will speak to people and they'll be like, oh yeah, if she's a friend of, we kind of like they kind of ice her out. Did you ever get that vibe from somebody, or that they feel like they're the top dog? Or
I haven't, to be honest with you. I feel like everyone received me very well. No, I feel like I get along. I have a personality where I get along with everyone. But the people that I felt like I was the closest to were Marisol, Larsa in the beginning. And then like as you can see, the whole thing just shift. And now I still feel like I'm okay with most of the cast. But hey, you're not going to get along with everyone, especially when you start speaking your mind.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Who are you closest with right now?
Right now, I feel like I'm the closest to Gertie, Nicole, Alexia.
And we see in the trailer, I know you can't give too much away, but we see in the trailer, like Andy takes a phone call and it's like drama is ensuing. You're hearing, you know, the fighting between, I think it's Alexia and Larsa, talking about who's the better friend and this and that, and who's a liar. Who do you think is the better friend? Like, if you had to call one of those two, like you're in an emergency situation, you had to call either Alexia or Larsa, who do you trust more?
To be honest with you, Larsa was very close to me, but then Larsa is the other person. When she's with you, she's with you. But when she's not with you, she's like a completely different person. It's like, it's either there's no middle area. It's like, it's either she's with you or she's with not. So, but at this point in the group, I feel like I do trust Alexia because she haven't really proved anything to me where she will. And the thing with Alexia, she will speak her truth. No matter what, she will go hard. She's going to tell you how it is. And I really like that about her. She ever really come after me or did anything to me that will make me feel some type of way about her. But Larsa somehow did. And now I'm looking at her in a different perspective. So,
do you have any regrets from this season?
Not at all. Actually, I'm very happy that I finally stood up for myself because for 2 years. But the thing is, it's a traditional thing. Coming from Haiti, I was raised, you have to raise your hand before, because I'm like one of the younger one, and I don't want to make it about age. It's the way I was raised. You have to raise your hand before you say something. And I will always like, guys, I need to say something. Let me talk. And then, you know, all these women, they so like, I don't want to say aggressive, but they very like, they like talk on top of each other. And I just felt like, I just want to say something, but I learned you have to just speak up your mind and grow and tell them how it is and earn your respect. If I didn't do that this season, I still would have probably been on mute by now. So I'm glad I spoke out and I tell them how I felt. And now we'll see if they're going to treat me different. Cause I really feel like now some of the ladies were thinking like, oh, wow. Maybe we need to ask Kiki about her life, because at the end
we love hearing about your life. Like, I was so intrigued listening to it. And then when Lisa said, have you forgiven her for that comment on the boat when she said something like, I can't help you with your childhood trauma or something like that?
Yeah, that was looking back, that was very mean. But also, I was not telling Lisa I had childhood trauma. She was just assuming that being raised in certain ways that you have trauma, but that's not the point. I was raised as a happy kid. If anything, my trauma started when I came to the US, when I had to fight hard to make a living for myself. And at 15, 16 years old, I still had to focus on myself and find myself. Meanwhile, still responsible for my mother because I'm an only child. It's so much to the story, these ladies only get to be just a little bit part of it. Like, if you don't understand, there's so much.
There's a lot for everybody to learn and get if they started asking you questions. Do you think at this point, Lisa, even to this, you know, truly understood or understands now what you were upset about in Mexico City or what made that conversation go on? Or do you think she's just head in the clouds?
To be honest with you, I think she gets the memo. She's been reaching out and I appreciate that. You know, I'm the type of person, I forgive and I forget and willing to move on, because when you hold on grudges, you're not really hurting the other person. You're hurting yourself. So I can see how she's coming towards me now. She's taking baby steps and I appreciate her for that. So we talk, we chat, trying to see how can we move on. She's asking me more questions about myself. So I can see me and Lisa, we're really moving forward. I think the lesson that she taught from this, she's getting it. She's getting it because she's
good.
switching out.
Maybe watching it back. Sometimes watching it back, watching yourself back on the show, you go like, oh my gosh, wow, I really did miss learn. It in the moment.
There's people that learn and people that don't learn. Yeah, they watch themselves.
But I think she got the message, and I'm glad she did. And I'm glad I was able to forgive her to and move forward.
Does she know your kids' names yet?
I think so. I think so. The little one, everyone know her name because her name is Summer. It's like everybody know her name. She's the baby, you know? But my son was the issue. A lot of the ladies kind of didn't know, but now I think they figured out.
Well, can you tell us so that we have that upper hand now?
Well, my son's name is Shamar.
And I will remember that.
Yeah, Shamar. And Shamar my daughter's Summer. Name is Summer.
I love it. Oh love my! It. Do you want more kids?
I would love to. I want like 12 more.
12?
Why
you want
not?
Some of mine?
Oh my gosh, relax.
Let's get them out 6 at a time.
6 at a time? You have a litter.
Oh my, you're going to be like Octomom soon.
Oh my gosh.
That's how I look at it. But also, listen guys, I'm just joking, but always make sure before you have a kid that you have enough where you can support them. I wouldn't want any kids to go through what I went through. So unless I can afford to bring you to this earth, please stay where you are. Stay with God until then.
Yeah.
We had Carlos King on the show recently, and he mentioned he would like to see 2 new women on the show. Do you think that the show needs a little bit of a shakeup?
I like this group as it is right now, but in life, everything needs a little shakeup. You know, when you shake it up, then you get to see the different side of people. It gets exciting. So why not? I would love to see that. Yeah. Bring Leah back, bring somebody back, or bring a new person back, someone. I would love to get to know Leah. I think she's a strong woman, and you never know.
And what about all the, I'm not to get back to Larsa, but this is, I'm on to fan questions now, and this is a big question. Like, do you think that Larsa was fibbing about her relationship with Marcus's family? Like when you guys start asking the questions.
I really think there's more to the story that we know or we are being told. But again, like I said, just be honest with whatever it is. You're in a relationship, you're a grown person. People are going to have their opinion. Just speak the truth and let people know. But I really think the story is not adding up. There's something that's not being told here.
Yeah, so. But I feel like she just doesn't want to talk about him because he doesn't want to be talked about on the show.
Yeah, but isn't that what we all sign up for? Is to ask questions and talk about the situation. Like, I have so much to tell, but if people ask me questions, I'm not going to shy away. I will speak my truth, you know. But if you sign up for a show like this, it comes with whoever you associate with. They're going to talk about X, Y, and Z. So, you know, I just...
Because it's one thing for you to say right now that you're not open to talking about your boyfriend because it's not, you're not in that place yet.
There,
but
right.
if he starts filming next season on Miami, then he's fair game is what you're saying.
Of course. Yes.
You think his dad is fair game?
Listen.
If his dad was famous?
A famous person. We all want to know. What's happening? We all seeing everything developing in front of our eyes. You know, this is like even if you were on TV, people would have been like, "Oh my God, that's Michael Jordan's son, or that's Michael Jordan." So we all just curious. That's just part of life.
I mean, Tam, you teased me for months until I told you I couldn't take it. It was hurting my feelings. You called me John Mellencamp's daughter. Like I know.
Well, I was just gonna say that.
Like Teddy,
you are John Mellencamp's daughter, and John Mellencamp did not film on Beverly Hills for the 3 years you're on that.
He did not, but how many times was he brought up?
I don't remember him.
How many times have you brought him up? A bunch. You don't have access to what other people are going to ask you.
The only reason I bring him up because I like to bug you and say,
I told my guy, I said, look, if when this do work out, like I said, it's baby steps now, and we got to a point where you're filming with me or you get on TV with me, or even if you don't get on TV, when people find out who you are, they're gonna have questions, and everything that you do is gonna be, oh, kick his boyfriend. So that's something that I'm aware of. I just want to make sure that the foundation is strong enough, because any little negativity can destroy anything that you try to build.
Is he concerned?
Not at all. Not at all. It's me, but I'm like this with my kids, with everything that I do. I don't like to rush into things until I'm sure, you know? This is why when you look me up, you're not going to see, oh, this is Kiki's man. Kiki was with this person, that person, because I don't do that. Yeah. I take time before I introduce someone to my kids. My kids live with me. My mother live with me. I don't bring people to my house. Anything I do is outside of my home because that's my sanctuary. And I don't want to bring a different type of energy. Unless I know you're really going to last for a while or for you come for a good thing, I will not get my kids involved. So
how long have you guys been dating now?
It's just a couple of months. Okay. It's very new.
Very new. Very new.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
And if you could give a mojito to another person other than yourself, would it be Adriana or Marisol?
I will completely give it to Marisol because Adriana tried me a couple of weeks ago.
At the reunion?
No, I agree. I agree with you.
Right after the reunion, again, people, when I speak my mind or when I give my opinion, people are not happy. And they want you to take sides, and I'm not with taking side bullcrap. I'm gonna speak my mind, and it's either you take it or not. Just because I say something, if you don't like the way I explain the way it happened, you wanna get mad, get mad. She got upset with me because they asked me a question about the whole baggage claim thing that happened after BravoCon, and I was giving my opinion on it, telling them how it happened. And she got upset and she attacked me in front of Nicole and Gertie, and she kind of just went off on me in public. So it was
this happened after the reunion.
Yeah. So after the reunion, Larsa got more upset with me. Larsa was upset with me before the reunion. She got more upset with me after the reunion. And then Adriana just attacked me out of nowhere at a restaurant in a public place in front of Nicole and Gertie, saying that I didn't have her back or I should have explained this a different way. I'm like, girl, that's not how it works. I'm allowed to give my opinion and speak my mind, and it is what it is.
So she's not just messy on the show. That's all the time.
Oh, no. I think Adriana, she's lovely, but you, just because you're lovely doesn't mean that you're not a messy person. So
yeah. Is there anything you can tease about the reunion?
Listen, this reunion, one word is chaotic. I've never heard so much screaming. This is my first reunion where I'm there.
Are you there the entire time?
Yes, I was so shocked too when I came outside. I was like,
okay, that's good news.
The way I see things is the first season, I did not get invited at all. And I'm the type of person, I'm like, until it's time, it's time. Second season, I was there for literally like one segment.
Yeah.
And this time I came out, not only my seat was in a different space, I was like, oh, wow. So this thing kind of like, oh, wow, the universe is working on my side. So
can you tell us where your seat was?
I was sitting right above Marisol. Like, it's Marisol and then me, which is baby steps. But for me, any steps is steps, you know?
Oh, you weren't in a caboose.
Some people probably was upset about that, but who knows? But it takes it takes turn. If for 2 years I was barely there, at least be happy for me, you know?
Yeah, you know? I predict you're going to be a housewife next season.
That is
if I am, I'll be the first person to call you and say, so I promise.
That is our Twad's prediction, because there are so many unanswered questions and things that we want to learn about you and your life. And I do like that you're always going to say your opinion, and it's not about a side. It's about how you truly feel about a situation. And it's what we need on that show, because I can see you. Some people are like, oh, it's this person straddling the fence, but that's not what you're doing. You're actually just saying, no, this is what my gut's telling me.
And this is why what's true to me is to remain friends with everybody and speak my opinion. And the person who really understands where you're coming from, they're not going to be as angry. And even if they do, they're going to reflect on it and understand where you're coming from. So that's all I care about, is whoever my friends are will understand that it came from a good place. Even if I have to speak on it on a negative or positive manners, I should be able to speak my own opinion as a friend.
How many times, if you were to guess, was Lenny's name mentioned at the reunion?
Oh, so many times, but I'm tired of hearing Lenny's name.
Oh, so are we.
Do you see him?
I don't see Lenny, but however, there's always parties at his house. You know, they rent the house for parties, so I still get invited to all of those parties.
Oh, because you're a model.
I'm a very loyal friend. It doesn't matter what me and Lisa's going through. I will never cross her when it comes to that, because at the end, I'm still a woman.
Did you unfollow Marcus during the Super Bowl when they broke up for 10 minutes?
No, Larsa said her friends should unfollow her. I'm my friend. So I'm like, Marcus, guess what? I'm still following you, but not
my friend. Oh my God. And that's why we love friend, you.
Right? So I'm not friends right now. So I should unfollow Marcus. So I'm still following. I'm still glad to be following Marcus. Because Marcus was never mean to me. He was always a nice friend to me.
He's a sweetheart.
He's a sweetheart.
Well, you won me over when you threw the juice box. I just need to know, was there juice in it?
Listen, there was a little bit of juice in it. You know, it's one of those,
what,
like,
flavor was it?
I don't even know where this juice box came from. You know, they were giving us tacos and alcohol, and also, like, they were just these little juice box to mix the drinks. You know how when they don't have
that? Yeah.
And it was nothing malicious. It was like, listen, you're trying me. I really don't want to be like this person right now, because I understand where you're coming from. But you sometimes get in your feelings too. Like, you can't keep trying me, because I'm from the street. Like, no matter how classy you guys see me as, I had to fight to be where I am. So being raised on the street, you get attacked. People try you. People come for you. So you always have to have this defense where you're defending yourself. And what she did kind of put me back in a place where I felt like when I was 15, 16, I had to defend myself, because I used to have people literally come after me just because they felt like I didn't have anything. Oh, we're just going to pick on her. And this is what people are not going to do now, because I had to do all this work on myself. I will not allow anyone to disrespect me. Yeah. You will not do that. Shaking, saying this. I will not allow it. I'm sorry.
No, you could see it. And that's why it was hard to notice that she wasn't receiving it. Like, we could visually see it happening on camera. Like, we could see you getting upset. We could see where it was hurting you. You could see you trying to tell her to stop.
Right.
Yeah, and she just.
I'm the sweetest person until you provoke me. And then I snap. I say what I have to say, then I'm very easy to go back and forgive you and start fresh because I don't hold on. I'm a Gemini. Like, I'm fun. I don't want to hold into all these grudges.
I'm like that. Teddy's not.
I'm not. I wish she I had a touch of Gemini. Stuff.
You know, I used to be just like you until I realized the more you hold in, it hurts you. You're not really hurting the other person.
It makes you sick. It makes you sick.
So, Teddy, I'll help you work on that.
Help me work on it. What on Potomac this year, they have a confidence coach. Maybe you could help me with a letting go coach.
A letting go coach.
Just call me whenever you have your business. Call me. Tell me about it. I will not speak on your business. Maybe not.
Well, you're like, only if you piss me off, then you will. But no,
I'm still not that type of person. Like, I pay attention. Like, when Larsa called me, she said all these things. I just sit back and like, oh, wow, that's what you really think. And I'm like, okay, now I know what I'm dealing with. So,
but do you, this is some people, when they get mad, they say things that they don't actually believe. And then some people say things they actually think. Like, if I get mad, I'm never going to say something that I regret. Like, I'm pretty in my head about it. But right. Do you think that's what she was doing?
Really think Larsa is the type of person. You say this, I'm going to say it back. I'm going to, like, you go hard, I'm going to go harder.
Yeah.
It means everything she's saying. Like, she does.
Yeah. Like, it's actually how she felt. Well, when do you think filming will pick up? If you had to, I guess you can't tell. Don't tell us.
Listen, the sooner the better. I have a story to tell. The sooner the better. But hey, who knows?
We will be tuning in because Miami is our happy place here over at Twats.
One of our favorites.
We watch a lot of shows and you guys keep us entertained and we're excited to see more of your stories. So cheers to a mojito.
Oh, you guys, I'm so excited. I'm like, oh my God, did it all me? Wow.
Are you kidding?
We're excited for you.
I look like, not to try to make you guys whatever, but I'm like, I've been watching you guys. Like, I admire you guys. I'm like, oh my God, mom, I'm on a podcast.
I love it. Thank you so much, Kiki.
We hope to see you soon.
Thank you. We'll chat soon. Thank you for all the love and support. I appreciate you guys.
Of course. Thank you. Bye. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.